This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I probably should give everyone a heads up. Obviously, won't be here Independence Day. So Thursday, Friday, I'm going to be gone. But we'll be here tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And then it's Independence Day weekend. And then I'll be back for Monday. So we'll get to Ilhan Omar in a moment. Because I saw, she had this big rally with a bunch of Somalis in Minneapolis, and people were mad about it. She doesn't represent America. And I've got kind of a different take on that than maybe you expect. I don't know. But I'm going to get to a couple more emails first because I've been lax. The subject of this one says, talk about solutions. Let's just gloss over your producer and controlling factors. Just talk about solutions. Talk about ways to rise above. All you do is bang on about the woe and helplessness. You are the epitome of a weak man made by good times. You sit in an ivory tower and run your mouth. You grew up eating a lot of sand, didn't you? I don't even know what that last line means. So the reason I wanted to bring this up is you're going to encounter people like this in your life. I know that you know we talk about solutions all the time. What can you do? Not even what they need to do. What can you do? Specific action items. In fact, wrote an entire book on it with an action item section. This is the problem. This is the history behind it. This is the solution. This is the problem. This is the history behind it. This is the solution. But I want to explain people like this because you're going to run into people like this in your life. Oh, you never talk about solutions. I'm sure you were confused. What's he talking about? Jesse talks about solutions all the time. Well, have you ever known, there were a bunch of different examples I could use. Have you ever known or have you ever been someone who's out of shape, maybe overweight? You ever been there? Oh, look, I've been out of shape. I've been there. And maybe it's somebody, and this happens lots of times, this is upbringing, variety of reasons. Maybe it's somebody who just loves to eat. Loves food, loves to eat, and I'm that way. I believe I'd be morbidly obese if I was shorter. I love to eat. I really have an unhealthy relationship with food. I admit that. I'm open about that. I do. I used to work with a lady like this. In fact, I'm thinking about her specifically. She was an older lady. I want to say older, but she wasn't. She was 50s, I think, 50s. And she was overweight. And she was very, very mean. But that's not going to come into play for this story. But she was very mean. And she was always eating. Just always eating, no matter what. 24 hours a day. It was donuts. She was eating. She was eating. And then she started lamenting to her female coworkers. I was close enough to hear. I'd never would get involved in this conversation. I'm not jumping on that grenade. So she would lament to her female coworkers about her weight. Ah, I'm overweight. I'm overweight. I'm overweight. I'm overweight. I'm overweight. And there was another lady who worked there who said to her one day, I remember it like it was yesterday. This lady was complaining about her weight, complaining about her weight, complaining about her weight. And this lady said, you know, maybe you should, we worked on the fifth floor. She said, maybe you should take the stairs up every day. Instead of the elevator, take the stairs up every day. And the reaction from the overweight lady towards her was outright hostility. And I don't remember, I don't want to put words in her mouth because I don't remember the exact words she used. It was something along the lines, is that easy for you to say? That's ridiculous. That's so stupid. I don't even have to. It was nasty. Why? Well, for just like this guy who emailed in, you never talk about solutions. I talk about solutions all the time. This guy just doesn't want them. In fact, he doesn't want them because the solutions involve him putting in effort. Whenever I get an email like this, you don't talk about solutions, you only talk about problems. I know I'm dealing with lazy. That's what I'm dealing with. Who this is, and I've had these before, who this is somebody. He sees the problems too, and he's mad about them too, and he's super concerned, and he wants me to fix it. Jesse, why don't you fix it and get these politicians to fix it? And you need to get this group to fix it and these guys to fix it. And then I come forward and I say, no, you have to fix it. You have to become an activist. You have to run for local office. You have to make your voice heard. You have to speak up more. Be bold. Be at the school board meeting. Run for school board. County Board of Supervisors. You have to do this. You have to do that. You have to get involved in your local library. You have to get involved in your parks department. What that guy hears is, oh, wait, me? No, Daddy Jesse, I wanted you to do everything for me. I had no idea. I mean, I want to save the country. I just had no idea it would involve any effort on my part. Can't you do it, radio host? No, I can't do it. Either you get off your lazy butt and do something, or there are no solutions. You see, I give you solutions all the time. You, I'm talking about this guy, you just don't like them because they involve effort from you. You see, if I came on here and I said, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and I will save America, and you don't have to do a thing, that guy would be sitting at home cheering, yeah, exactly what I wanted. A saved country without any effort from me. Woohoo! Back to Netflix. But that's not how it works. We will all, myself included, dig in and put in effort that involves hours. Hours away from the television. Hours away from doing things we love. Away from fishing. Away from golfing. Maybe even away from family for an hour in the afternoon on a Saturday. It will involve effort from you, from me, or it will not happen. Period. Jesse, I had a question about one of the shows I listened to a few months back. Was it Tim Scott or Byron Donalds who folded during the BLM riots? Oh, that was Tim Scott. That was Tim Scott. All right, let's move on and let's talk about Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar is, you know who she is. She's that horrible congresswoman from Minneapolis. Ilhan Omar was born in Somalia. Her parents were not just Somali. Her parents were communist activists in Somalia. Did you know that? Ilhan Omar's parents were powerful Marxists inside of Somalia. And they raised their despicable daughter to be
a demon just like they are. And she, of course, came here and she does that here. Well, she was at a rally over the weekend in Minneapolis. And it's getting a lot of hubbub online because there's all kinds of video of it. You can go look at it. There are no American flags. There are no Minnesota flags, even. There are, however, Somali flags flying all over the place. And the former prime minister of Somalia actually got up and spoke at it. And here's a little bit of what he said. Can you believe that? No, and I'm kidding. I know it wasn't. It was a gag. I know it was in a foreign language. But here, let me translate it for you. As someone who speaks a little Somali, I'm kidding. There were subtitles on the video. He said, this isn't about Minnesota. This isn't about America. This is about Somalis. And I saw so many people, maybe you've said this yourself, they've screamed about this and they've said something to the effect of, she needs to be out of Congress. She doesn't represent America. This woman doesn't represent America. Could I argue this? She represents America perfectly. Maybe not the America you want or the America I want, but her family was plucked out of a third world dump that is really similar to what I imagine hell is like. That's Somalia. And by America's own grace, they were given this land to come stay in. And they have turned this land, parts of it, into their land, and now openly campaign only on behalf of them and their people and not on behalf of American citizens. Now, you can hate that, and I do, but I think that represents 2024 America perfectly. Our leaders have filled this country up with people from every dump on the planet who only care about themselves, their bottom line, their next Visa card, their next whatever it might be. And I may hate it. You may hate it. I think Ilhan Omar belongs in Congress because I think she represents America, at least her district. She represents it quite well. The problem is not Ilhan Omar. The problems are much deeper than that. That's a fact. Now, you know what we did on Saturday? We did some bed shopping. My youngest, he's already a 6-footer. He's really huge. Yeah, I know, Chris. He's enormous. And he's outgrown this tiny little bed we've had him in since he was a kid. So we had to go get him a bed. And that wasn't cheap. That certainly was not cheap at all. You can't believe what they're charging for mattresses these days. That's the bad news. The good news is he's going to be dripping with MyPillow products. I didn't get upsold on, you want our special sheets? Hey, do you want our special pillows? Do you want our special this? Do you want our special that? Because I don't need that garbage. I have MyPillow, and so do you. And they have a $25 extravaganza sale going on right now with a laundry list of products that are hugely discounted, and now they're only $25, including the big dog, the champion of champions, the brand new MyPillow with the Giza fabric, $25. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, use the promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth, attitude, Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Steve Bannon began serving a 4-month sentence today in federal prison for denying a congressional subpoena, a subpoena given by the sham January 6th committee. Peter Navarro's already been in jail for doing the same thing, defying a subpoena by the sham January 6th committee. So when we say things like, that's not America, that's not who we are, be very careful saying that today, because maybe that's not who we were. But we live in a country now where political opponents get jailed by Democrats. Democrats jail Republicans every chance they get. Either it's the 1,000 January Sixers, or it's Steve Bannon, or it's Donald Trump.
Democrats are communists, and communists believe in jailing and sometimes hurting their political opponents. Our communists are not immune from this. And all of them use defending democracy, defending the country, sabotage, subversion. They all use the same justification. The Democrats, the excuses Democrats use today are the same ones Stalin used yesterday. They're not new. Stalin would have told you the exact same thing, almost verbatim, every Democrat. You're liberal, Aunt Peggy? Stalin would have used his exact same language. Well, no, you have to understand these people are actual, they're not just political opponents, they're saboteurs, they're threats to our political system, they're national security risks, they're every excuse in the world to lock the people you don't like up in a cage. And back to the Ilhan Omar talk about how she represents America. What it goes back to is what I say so often, it is a people problem. It is not a politician problem. The problem is not Ilhan Omar. If you're mad that Ilhan Omar is there, then who you should be mad at are all the politicians, Democrat and Republican, who grab tens of thousands of people routinely from cultures that are completely opposed to everything we stand for in this country, and they bring them over here en masse, and they let them settle in the exact same area, and now there's a Muslim call to prayer in major U.S. cities. And you're mad that Ilhan Omar is there. You shouldn't be. She represents her district perfectly. You should be mad at all the Western leaders, not just American, who have decided that these patriotic citizens are too troublesome and that maybe we should just replace them. I bet we can grab some people from Turkmenistan and Somalia, and we'll grab a few people from Guatemala and all over the planet. We'll just grab anyone from anywhere and bring them in. We'll put them up in a fancy hotel, sign them up for Social Security, hand them a $500 Visa card, and we'll eventually get these people or their children voting, and it'll cancel out the vote of those annoying, pesky American citizens who believe in rights and freedom and all the other things that hold me back from power. That's what they've done to this country. And that brings me to this. Another story like this. I'm not going to get upset. I'm just going to say, I'm going to again remind everybody that Democrats are all calling for Joe Biden to step down. And they're calling for him to step down only because he might lose an election. Not a single Democrat in the country calling for Joe Biden to step down is calling for him to step down because of things like this.
A Guatemalan man is in the country illegally. Apparently he's being charged with sexual battery on a 14-year-old girl. He's accused of sexually assaulting a girl at her home on February the 25th. Investigators say that they have medical and DNA evidence that links Chan to the crimes. Authorities say they caught Chan here illegally and deported him back on February the 9th, 4 days after that alleged crime took place, which was on the 5th, not the 25th. But they say that Chan came back into the country. Chan's being held without bond and is also on hold for immigration officials.
Joe Biden and the communists who run this government opened up the border on purpose. They took a secure border and they opened it up on purpose. In many cases, they are flying people from other nations into the country. And the country is now so full of barbarians that American girls are having their lives ripped apart, destroyed, and in many cases ended by these barbarians. And this was done on purpose by Joe Biden, and not one Democrat in the country, not one, is calling for him to resign because of that. Not one. It's only because he might lose an election in the end. Doesn't that reveal absolutely everything about these people? Not one. Imagine this. Imagine not being moved, not being moved at all by these American girls who are just, I mean, this 14-year-old girl. A 14-year-old girl is so sensitive anyway and so vulnerable. Just now growing up, you're awkward, you're this, you're that. And you have to go through hell at the hands of some animal. And it was done on purpose by the people who lead this country, and not one Democrat is upset about it. Man, we are in a rough place, aren't we? All right, let's do some more emails, shall we? Before we do those, let's do something real quick. I need you to sign a pledge for me. IFCJ, they are going to hand a pledge to Netanyahu at some point here. The pledge simply says, hey, we are praying for you. We are with you. The International Federation of Christians and Jews, we are here for you. We understand that you are being attacked daily. It's Hezbollah in the north. It's Hamas in the south. It's really bad. You want to talk about young girls? Think about all the things that happened to those young Israeli girls. Now, all we're doing here is signing a pledge. That's it. We're signing a pledge at supportifcj.org. Supportifcj.org. Once they get to 5,000 signatures, they're going to turn that pledge in to Netanyahu. It's going to be presented to him in person. It's going to be a really cool thing. And it is just a show of support. Supportifcj.org. Go do it. All right? All right. Let's do some emails. And that Merrick Garland audio. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I do hope you are planning to have an incredible Independence Day. Do remember, if you are tempted not to celebrate, maybe you're lamenting the current state of America, and I certainly understand that. There's plenty we can complain about. America is not the government. America is not the White House. America is not Joe Biden. It's not Nancy Pelosi. It's not Dome being unburdened.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
Speaking of Dome, before I get to any more emails, to these politicians, I saw a video yesterday of Michigan's attorney general. And she was in the road with a big, you know, elect me sign, and it was set to music, and it was the most cringeworthy thing you've ever seen in your life. And about 5 minutes later, because I was going over some things, just had some things brewing for the show today. About 5 minutes later, I saw this skit Dome put on with some other woman. They're doing a fake phone conversation where they're talking back and forth. And I've got to say, there are few things that make me giggle more than watching Biden or Dome try to get the black vote. For Joe Biden, because he's such a horrible liar and just a really generally detestable human being, he just goes with these weird lies. Remember the corn pop story? He goes to this black neighborhood and tells a story about being a lifeguard at the black pool and how he was getting ready to have a razor fight with the, oh, Chris, please play it. Please, but this is Joe Biden. You realize what he was doing here? This was what Joe Biden considered in his mind to be black outreach.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did. And back in those days, you see how things have changed? One of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap. And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside. My car, there was a gate out here. I parked my car outside the gate. And he said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors. Not a joke. And I walked up to my car.
Okay, I can't take it, Chris, anymore. Joe Biden's entire fictional life that he's made up, it's like a scene from the movie Rebel Without a Cause. We're getting ready to have a straight razor fight, and I have my cigarettes rolled up in my white T-shirt. It's so stupid. Anyway, that's how Joe Biden does black outreach. Or he'll be even more ham-fisted. Remember when he told a group of black people that, I think it was Mitt Romney, was going to put them back in chains? That's what he said. He's going to put y'all back in chains. So that's Joe Biden's outreach. But Dome's black outreach is a little different. You see, Dome, she might know less about being black than Joe Biden does. So she tries to talk in ways that sound black, but it just sounds like somebody forcing themselves to try to sound black, which always comes off bad. Remember when she was doing this when she was campaigning? She talked about how she used to love Snoop Dogg in college, and he wasn't even on when she was in college, and all these other things. Well, here was Dome, and just, man, wow.
Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets. And let me tell you, you're right, Taraji. There is so much at stake in this moment. The majority of us believe in freedom and equality. But these extremists, as they say, they not like us. No, they not.
I'm sorry. It's the beginning that gets me. I can't.
Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets. And
yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets. Tell me about your time in the concrete jungle, Dome. What's it been like in the mean streets that Dome had to run? She's been out there. She's been running in the hood. I bet she's keeping it popping.
She's fire now. Let's get it popping.
I can't. Quit. Focus. I got to do some emails. Dear Shogun Oracle, if Dems truly want to replace Biden, I think one of the best ways to facilitate that would be simply not to dose him with uppers and then shove him out there. Do you think there's any chance of that happening? Listen, Democrats
are all communists, as you know, and all they care about is winning. That's all they care. It's just about raw, naked power. And they would use Joe Biden forever. They would have still been riding Biden all the way into this election if he hadn't gone out there and pooped his pants at the debate. They're not even worried that he's not functional. You realize that. They're not even worried in the slightest that the commander-in-chief is not capable of dressing himself. They're not. That doesn't affect these people at all. Because, again, we should probably explain this again. Let's go back. Always come back to the why. Let's follow this back to the why. The three people, the three characteristics of the people who lead the country now, this isn't just Democrats. It's the Republican elite, too, but it's all Democrats, all of them. No love of country, no connection to the real world, and they see themselves as kings and queens. For you, if Trump gets elected, if Trump gets elected again, do we call it reelected? If Trump gets elected again, and Trump somehow takes a nosedive mentally, and he turns into what Joe Biden is, and he can't talk, and he can't do anything, you would want Donald Trump to step down, wouldn't you? Why? Because it's good for the country. It, to have a man like that leading the country, you can't have that. It's bad for the country. So for the good of the country, he has to step down. It's a very logical way you would think about it. I love the country. Having a Trump with dementia is bad for the country. So I want him to step down because it's good for the country. But that's the thing you miss if you don't understand these people. The country is never considered. It never enters their mind. It's not as if it's a low priority where, okay, we want this, this, and this, and this. And then, you know, if we can get all that, then we'll worry about the country. It's not on the list. It never enters their mind because these are all people who have built their entire careers, their entire ideology on the fact that the country sucks. That's why they campaign the way they campaign on everything. This sucks and this sucks and this sucks. That's why they do it that way. And it's why they've been so successful at turning things completely upside down and turning things so hateful and divisive because they're trying to make it that way. Do you hear this? Listen to this. I want you. This is a local news story. I want you to listen to what these communists have done. This is what happens when you hand the country over to people who hate it.
A school does not want to admit me because I'm Asian American, then there's not much I can do about that because it's a part of me that I just can't get rid of.
By all accounts, David is an academically exceptional student with an impressive resume of accomplishments and extracurriculars. His high school, Stuyvesant in New York City, is one of the top-rated public schools in the country.
My GPA is 97.3 out of 100. My SAT score is 1560. And extracurricular-wise, I'm one of the captains for the Stuyvesant math team. I'm a team captain for the New York City math team. I'm the starting right side for our school's volleyball team.
Big shocker, he's on the math team.
I'm in the All-City Latin Jazz Ensemble.
Gosh, jazz sucks, but still, that's cool.
Applied early decision to Harvard. In December, he found out the college deferred him. Then more disappointing news over the next few months as he began to hear back from the over dozen schools that he applied to.
No Yale. Waitlist. No Princeton. And it was all, like, bad news.
In March, he learned Harvard had rejected him.
I feel like I also owe it to my parents to sort of make them proud. And I feel like by not getting into Harvard, I was sort of disappointing them. But more importantly, I was disappointing myself.
Well, you were probably disappointing them, but that's another thing entirely. This is what they mean by systemic racism. And this is what the communists have done to this country. Hate. Division. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. All right, we'll do a couple more emails and we'll make fun of Bob Menendez. And we do have to bring up that Merrick Garland tape. You know what? Let's talk about that next. Before we do that, let's do something good. After all the bad we do on this show, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers, here's what they do. Fallen first responder families, Gold Star families. You know, dad doesn't come home. Mom doesn't come home one night. She goes, put the uniform on, dies in the line of duty. What does the family do when that happens? Can you imagine that knock at the door? Can you imagine the hole that would leave inside of the rest of your life? Well, Tunnel to Towers can't fix that. They can't bring them back, but they can help ease the burden and stress because they provide mortgage-free homes for these people. Your $11 a month goes to first responder families and Gold Star families. T2T.org. That's T, the number two, T.org.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I just cannot imagine how evil this woman
what
is.
What you saw last night on the debate stage was Joe Biden, a president with integrity and character.
And the rumor is that she is the main driver behind Joe Biden staying in the race, fighting everybody off. It's not that she's allowing this to continue. She is the main encourager of this. Man, that is that's quite a testament to your soul. Now, speaking of Joe Biden, remember the Merrick Garland, Robert Herr audio tape thing? I know it's a million scandals ago. Just to recap it, Joe Biden had to sit down with the special counsel. Robert Herr was his name, because of the impeachment inquiry, and he had to give a testimony. It was a deposition, a private deposition, so this wasn't public. It was Joe Biden, I'm sure his attorney, Robert Herr, but it's closed and it's recorded. And remember, the White House gave a transcript of this, but the White House has been caught red-handed many times editing transcripts to make Joe Biden sound better and more lucid than he is. And they're not allowed to do that. I should point out, remember, there is always supposed to be a separation between the political arm and the presidency arm. The presidency arm should not come with politics ever at all. That's not a thing. He should just be president. The White House, it'd be one thing for Biden's campaign to edit some testimony. For the White House to do it, that's a really, really, really big deal. That means they've taken the White House and they've politicized it. But anyway, set that aside. The White House released the transcript and said, anyway, here's what he said. And the Republicans said, no, you've been caught many times lying about these transcripts. So we need the tapes. We need to hear exactly how he sounded. And remember why they wanted it. Robert Herr said, yeah, these are crimes. I'm paraphrasing, but he said, yeah, these are crimes, but nobody would charge him. I'm not going to charge him because a jury wouldn't convict such a feeble old man. He made him sound like somebody who was on the shady side of dead that no jury would convict. And so that raised red flags too. So the Republicans sat back and said, wait a minute, what? You're telling me this guy sounds so bad in private that you wouldn't even charge him? Well, now I have to have the tapes. What's on those tapes? And Merrick Garland, because he's the most political attorney general we've ever had, has denied everyone access to those tapes. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me at all if those tapes had been completely destroyed by now. Merrick Garland has denied people access to it. Remember this. The Joe Biden we see, the one we saw at that debate even, that Joe Biden was on a week of rest and heavily medicated. A week of rest and heavily medicated. That disaster is the best Joe Biden is. That's the best Joe Biden you can see. How bad is it in private? How bad is it? And what do Democrats do if he doesn't make it until November? It's not that I'm wishing that on the man, but not only is he deteriorating rapidly, he has to campaign. I know they'll hide him as much as possible, but if he's going to stay in, he is the president and he's running for re-election. No matter how much you hide him, this is not like when he wasn't president and he was running against Trump. You can't hide all the time when you're president. And when you're behind, as he is in the polls, you don't have any choice. So you need to be in Nevada tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., big Biden rally in Nevada, and then we'll be in South Carolina that afternoon, right on the plane. We got to be in South Carolina. And then from there, we have to fly to New York City that night because there's a big fundraiser in the Hamptons. You're telling me you're going to drag that poor old fool across the country for a presidential campaign like that? How's he going to do it? How's he going to do it? And his wife is causing it. Yeah, Lee, that reminds me. Make sure you're doing the things. I need to make sure I'm doing the things that keep me healthier and younger. That's what Chalk is for me. They're more than just anti-communists at Chalk. They have the best natural herbal supplements around. And they have something for everyone. Whatever you're looking for, whatever you're looking for the improvement on, go look. Just go look. I'm not even telling you to buy anything. Go look at chalk.com right now. CHOQ.com. Go look at the endless supply they have. I tell you about a few things because those are the few things that I take and enjoy. But they have so much and they will help you. They will guide you. I'm not sure about this. What about that? Call them or text them. 50-CHOQ-3000. 50-CHOQ-3000.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
It's a Cuban thing. Menendez's sister say their parents also hid cash. That has to be my favorite of all the Bob Menendez explanations in the world. What's that? Gold bars from a bank heist and envelopes full of cash? Oh, that's just a Cuban thing. Florida Medicaid spending on undocumented immigrants plummets after a new law. Here's the part that's eye-popping. Illegals were responsible for $566 million in unpaid hospital bills. Your medical care is so much more expensive than it has to be because you also pay for the illegals who don't pay. And remember, the people who lead this country brought them here on purpose. On purpose. Tennessee woman fired for refusing employer's COVID-19 vaccine mandate wins almost $700,000. Reminder to every single person who was wronged, wronged by their employer, wronged by anybody during COVID-19, lawyer up and sue. Start getting more and more comfortable being litigious. How about that word, Chris? You didn't know that word. Shut up. At Davos, allegations of harassment and discrimination under Klaus Schwab. Oh, you mean a communist organization is corrupt and full of very evil people? I had no idea. Knock me over with a feather. Anyway, we'll be back to do it again tomorrow, and we'll have more fun tomorrow, I promise. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.